Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, and I am so excited to have you on today because we are launching Moral Momentum today. We actually, it's already launched. By the time you're listening to this, it's already launched. I'm so excited. And Moral Momentum, if you don't know what it is, guys, download the app, Moro, M-O-R-R-O-W, our last name, and it is a free course, 60 days of coaching where we can level you up. I am giving back. Catherine's going to join me. It's massive. I'm not going to talk about it today. Go listen to the last episode. Now,
we're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
It's that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. Today, I wanted to talk about something that's just been bothering me. It's been bothering me since our girls turned 5. Actually, 2 days before at the birthday
party. Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, it's been driving me nuts. I'm calling this episode Basic Shit You Suck At. And the reason is simple. Basic things that should be normal in a relationship are lost on you. And I don't understand it. How many people are at the birthday party? Say children first. I think like 80.
I think like 50, 60.
Oh, I've been telling people 80. So guys, if I've quote unquote lied to you,
I thought it was 70. Yeah. And then when I looked at it, it's not 70, but it was a high number. Okay. There's a lot of kids. Okay,
so how many adults do you think?
I don't know. Let's say 50-50. Let's say 25 adults, 25 kids. Maybe.
Okay. So let's just go with 20. Okay. So let's say 10 couples. Well, there's a couple singles. So let's say, let's go with 8 couples. I know there was more than 8 couples, but I'm going to go with 8 just for argument's sake here for the lesson today.
Okay.
8 couples. That means 50% of them. When the wife brought pizza to the husband, they didn't say thank you. Literally, no eye contact, no butt slap, no squeeze of the shoulder, no thank you. Like nothing. I love you. Not even fucking eye contact or a hip. A little butt dump. That sounds funny when I say butt dump, but I mean like.
Funny when you do it too.
Oh, I'll do it too. Oh, yeah. I can't believe how you can lose such basic things as manners, guys. And we talked about this before on the show. And I know it needs to be said. Clearly, it needs to be said again.
Oh my gosh, you keep scaring me with your enthusiasm.
This one's driving me mental because that's why I said it. I've been thinking about it for days. I wanted to film this episode. Guys, if you want more out of life, you're going to have to start giving more. Join Moral Momentum, by the way. Join my app and join the program. You need to start giving more. That starts with gratitude. And boy, oh boy, when you start getting gratitude back, it is something. It's something. The world is so abundant. If you can't even say thank you to your wife when she brings you food, if you can't look up and mean it when you say thank you instead of just going thanks. In this case,
remember, most people can't see us on the
podcast. Oh, if you couldn't see that, I was acting out, taking the pizza, eating it with my mouth open like a dumbass. And by the way, if you're listening to this, I know you saw our billboard in town. That's why you're looking. You're like, oh, it's those guys. And so I'm not calling you out like you're a dumbass because you just met me, but you're a dumbass because you need to say thank you. That's it. Sorry if I offend you, but it's time to grow up. You know who you are. You didn't say thank you. Don't be that person. Just don't. Now, I've talked about thank you for 3 minutes and 25 seconds. So let's move on. Okay. What I want to say is this.
It's that big, though. Thank you is a simple thing to do, and you should mean it. It shouldn't take a lot of your energy to say thank you. You should be thankful. Don't get complacent. Be thankful.
That's right. Last thing. So you guys probably figured this out by now. This is a bunch of episodes filming in one day, right? But we talked about a call that came in last night that I had with somebody who has made some big mistakes in his marriage. Okay. And
big.
Catherine did some damage control. I think you call it damage control actually at this point.
I just went in with loving
love,
support.
Love, love. Yeah. And
to his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Got that.
Not
right.
To him.
Yeah. Good gosh. No, I'll handle him. But gratitude, guys. Gratitude. Like, I'm going to talk about two things here. So number one, That was 11:30 p.m. in the middle of our date night. Clearly crisis. Wouldn't normally see that on our phones, but hey, it happened. We got it. So crisis. Boom. And that's what you should think of when you think of gratitude. Just giving first. Not actually getting. Okay. Second thing is this. That ended up getting us down a big conversation last night. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that I think I've been a little bit upset for a little while. And we started so wonderful. And then I kind of lost a little bit of control. And we talked about this in the other episode. But at the end of the day, that's what we really realized. Like, we ran it in really quick, guys. It's really hard for us to lose our poop and be a bunch of assholes. You know what I mean? But
a bunch.
But really hard for me to be an asshole. True that.
No, I actually meant there's only two of us. I just thought funny. That there were two of us were a bunch.
I took it.
That's interesting that you fair. Reflected on that. Yeah.
Well, I did because this morning. Because I did. Here's why. Because this. So, guys, when you reflect, you reflect. So I'm going to look at my wife for some of this, okay? But when you reflect, like, when you think about it. So then we were driving around. We took the kids to school, and then we were talking. And I was like, we have to be more in tune with us, our gratitude, our, like, look what we've come through.
The crisis call that we got last night made us reflect.
Bad.
Like, we had to, we just.
Like, there's, like, literally what we thought is poopy today. It's like.
Drops F bombs like nobody's business, but says poopy and puts it in air quotes.
I think because I'm trying to.
You're funny today.
Thank you. But I think because I'm trying to downplay, like, our shit is not that bad when it happens.
It's just poopy.
It's just poopy. It's not shit. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's true. That's actually a good comparison.
Yeah. So I think that's maybe why I'm saying that. But so gratitude, what I realize now, though, is too, that as we're doing this episode, yeah, it's true. Like, I am the asshole still. If anyone still struggles, if you start to get a little bit defensive, we'll call that your struggle, because that could definitely happen. But it's going to be off of my tone, the structure I tell men to provide, right? It's the hardest thing, guys. It's the hardest fucking thing to keep showing up. Now, I'm trying to lead all of you, and I've got to lead myself and all that shit. Don't throw my lines at me. Hang in there.
And don't worry. Okay? He's not a bunch of assholes every day. Twice a year, he's a whole bag of assholes. I'm trying not to swear online anymore, you guys, but I could not help it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But listen. Linda, listen. Okay, but here's the thing. If you can understand that the basics matter, right? That first of all, so the first reflection was, wow, like, man, the stuff that we see, the stuff that we've been through, that we've come out of, the stuff that we're leading people out of, these situations are rough, guys. And if you're listening to this, you probably got one, right? So have some gratitude for what you can have, because this, do you see how much fun we're having right now talking about our shit last night? You know, like, come on.
And last night was when he was a bag of assholes. Can't help it.
I mean, sometimes she wants to be the funny one. Today she's winning, for sure.
But, I don't even want to be. I just am right now.
But if you can remember that, then you can focus on this, guys. Baby, thank you. Thank you for loving me. Your strengths lift my weaknesses.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Notice how I was enough of a bag. There was enough bags of assholes yesterday that she's not reciprocating the compliment and the gratitude. That's okay. I got time. I got time. It's okay. We got all day.
I thought you were acting for our audience.
None of this is an act. What are you talking about? Where does that come from?
I thought you were role modeling.
Providing the show.
The structure. I thought you were giving them an example.
I was looking at my wife, guys, so she could feel it and see it. You see, it didn't work. But the fun will provide the structure for the future. You see? That's what you want. Go back and listen to the episode about the past. It's no fun for you. Nobody wants to live in the past. No. All right, guys, basic shit is simple. Use things like manners. Right, we have an episode, another one. We'll talk more about it. Just not enough time today. We got to pick up the kids, but there's so much that you can do. That's just the beginning. But don't try to recreate the spark. You can't do that without the foundation. The foundation is things like this. Open your fucking wife's door. You probably did when you met her. Like, I'm serious, man. Don't fart in front of her anymore. You tell women you used to dress up and look pretty for them. Put makeup on for them if that's what you do. If you're going out in public with makeup, then do it for your husband too. You know, guys, take off the fucking whatever cap and the fucking jersey that you wear every day. and change your outfits sometimes.
You gotta take pride in your appearance.
Yeah.
You know, be healthy. You don't have to be thin. You don't have to be ripped. You don't have to be jacked, but you should be healthy and you should care how you are perceived by your partner.
Yeah.
Because part of what got you guys together was the way that you looked. And obviously in our case, the way that we make each other laugh.
Yes. That's right.
And obviously the way that you look. Hello. Come on. But, but these things are, they shouldn't go away. So saying thank you and showing gratitude. So those were the first two things. And those are the, sort of the same, but saying thank you and showing gratitude, they can be different. Using manners. What else did we say? Taking care of
your appearance. Your pride. Like,
yeah.
You know, just, I mean, other than like for a little while, like, or sometimes I'll wear a holy pair of jeans. You love that, but it's not what you do then, you know, like.
Well, it doesn't mean you need to be perfect. Just, no.
Yes, exactly. The thing is, just most of the time we take, I want you to think about it this way. You've probably been taken, been feeling like you're taken for granted. Okay. And I think that all of us need to probably realize where are we not showing up and where are we taking our partner for granted first?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. All right, guys. Moral Momentum. Download the app. Follow me on Instagram, Cass Foster Moral. Let's go get our life.